This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
It's firmly with the people of Cuba as they assert their universal rights. And we call on the government of Cuba, to refrain from violence, their attempts to silence the voice of the people of Cuba.
President Joe Biden making his feelings known regarding the near unprecedented unrest in the island nation, located only about 90 nautical miles from Key West, Florida and America's south. Cuban police are out in force as the president is accusing Cuban Americans of using social media to spur a rare outpouring of weekend protests over high prices and food shortages. Demonstrations in several cities and towns were some of the biggest displays of anti-government sentiment seen in years in tightly controlled Cuba. Afghanistan's former president on Tuesday assured the Afghan people that the stalled peace talks between the government and the Taliban would restart soon. Hamid Karzai made his remarks during a news conference at his residence in Kabul as the Taliban continued to capture more territories in the north of the country, a traditional stronghold of U.S. allied warlords and an area dominated by the country's ethnic minorities. Karzai called on both sides to stop fighting and said that capturing more territory is not going to benefit the Taliban and that they should be a part of a peace deal. The Biden administration is renewing genocide allegations against China for repression of Uyghur Muslims and other minorities in its northwest Xinjiang region. It's also warning Eritrea, Ethiopia, Myanmar, and South Sudan of possible further sanctions for ethnic cleansing and conflicts that they are involved in. The administration sent the messages in Monday's release of the State Department's annual report to Congress on genocide. This